is Bob Klein on WKLO at 19 till 7 with the Flamingos.
My love must be a kind of blind love. Do what you want.
Bob Klein, quarter of 7 on WKLO, 1080s.
Everybody's talking at me.
Days of Future Past.
I don't hear words they're saying. I won't let you.
1080s Days of Future Past.
WKLO.
I can't sleep nights wishing you were here beside me.
This is Bob Klein on WKLO's Days of Future Past on the Big 1080. It's 10 minutes till 6, and it's time for the Hi-Fi Club. And I think we're going to get some response from the Ranch House in New Albany, where we're going to be doing it till 9 o'clock tonight. We're a little bit late with it. We wanted to get it on about 6 o'clock tonight. But we did share a lot of great memories with Alan Bryan, who was a disc jockey and newsman, also news director at one point, I believe, from 1960 to 1972 on the radio station that the guy just sang.
WKLO.
Right. And let's see if anybody's over at the Ranch House this evening. I hear a signal. I hear a voice, but there's no one there. Bad, what was his name? Can't even remember. Maurice Chevalier. Yeah, bad Maurice there.
No.
Sounds like we possibly have some human beings over there. Sounded like somebody hit on the mic, and if somebody would pick up the mic and talk, then we'll put them on the air. You know, like you guys can be on the radio with me. They don't want to be on it. Is there anyone at the Ranch House? Is there anyone at the Ranch House? Are there any human beings out there? It's life, Captain, but not as we know it. Thank you, Spock. This is 1080's Days of Future Past, WKLO. This is WDJX AM Louisville. 9 minutes before 7 o'clock with the OJs. Getting down in our town. Filming the bill for Louisville. Getting on the go with Fun Radio. Don't you know I got more soul power from my control tower.
WKLO.
Your next door neighbor, yeah.
KLO.
Right.
The sleepy, dusty Delta day, and drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Bobby Gentry on the old WKLO Days of Future Past and Future President has said it. Hi, my name's Mac Hunter, and back in 1976 through 1979, maybe you remember me as Hitman Mac. And they've done something here at the radio station that they, a long time ago, they never would have done. They left me alone in the radio station. We're supposed to have a program tonight, live from across the river, at Ranch House over there, and an oldie program. And I forgive me, but I am totally uninformed. But I do. Nobody's there. Something will happen tonight. I guarantee that. Okay. Later on, we'll play some air checks, the audition tapes of old programs from WKLO, and I don't know what else is going to happen. We're just going to see what happens. At midnight tonight, I'll say this right now, and then I'll go on, and we'll play some more music for you. At midnight tonight, tentatively, Rusty Rogers and myself will be doing the spare tire shift overnight from midnight till about 6 o'clock. And if you know anything about the OWKLO days, Rusty Rogers and myself had a tendency to bend the rules all the way until they started to snap. And but we won't get the radio station in trouble. We'll probably just get us in trouble. Okay, Billy Preston in the meantime.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You gotta have something. Oh,
just getting used to the control deck here. This is Mike Hunter, your hitman from the old days of WKLO Sticks.
Lady, when you're with me, I'm smiling.
Lady. And that is Sticks on the Mighty 1080. Lady, that is a fine song, too. Mike, your hitman with you on a Saturday night. It's 7:04. Or 4 minutes after 7. And this evening, we're going to try to join an oldies program, a revival of the Hi-Fi Club. I think that's what it's called. I don't have too much information in front of me here. And we're having a little bit of trouble with the hookup, as far as I know. We're trying to make the link up across the river. And as soon as we get things rolling in that direction, we'll get it on the air. Right now, we're just going by the wing, or by the seat of our pants, winging it. Yeah, no parachutes, anything. Anyway, we have music until all this gets rolling, and after we get the link up set up, we'll have the Hi-Fi Club. Until then, this is Steely Dan from a movie back in the 70s about a radio station, FM.
I could tell you to click the music off a second if you're listening.
Okay, folks, we're going to have to cut the song short. We will pick it up a little bit later. We seem to have something happening on this line. We're hooked up. Is anybody there? Be careful what you say. There's a bad sound in it, guys.
Oh, yeah. We on? Yeah, WGOD is starting early, folks. We're at the ranch house in New Albany on Charlestown Road, and I'm Johnny Randolph. Tom Chiat is here, the voice in the past. Carolyn Davison is here, another voice. Everything's a voice in the past. And Onavelle is here, another voice in the past. And we have our own engineer, Pete Boyce, and up here comes Gerald Snap, another engineer from the past, and Ike Smith, the newsman from the past. So other than that, that's what's happening, folks. Drilling so far, huh?
Real blast in the past.
Real blast in the past. But we will be here. Somebody will be here until 9 tonight. I may not be, but somebody will be here until 9 o'clock tonight at the ranch house. And then, coming up at 9 o'clock, it's the Mason-Dixon line on WKLO. And that's what's going on. So we're going to have a ranch burger. Boy, they're good things, right, Tom?
They're great. And, John, I got to say, I was listening to Bob Klein playing Bill Hennis's Hello to Louisville. And a radio check from 1966 when he was Wild Willie. And everybody, I think, of that era, of our era, remembers Bill Hennis as Wild Willie, as one of the great screamers in Louisville. But, John, he really had nothing on you when you stopped to think about it. I can still remember you. You're about 19, 20 years old, a real high-pitched voice saying, "Hi, this is Johnny R. on WKLO, 7x12 with wall-to-wall records."
That's right.
That's right. 7 to midnight.
Here I am, 50, and it's still a whiny, pitchy voice there. Bill Hennis replaced me, ironically.
Well,
not by my choice. This is my KLO's choice, but yeah, he replaced me. He
like all of us in radio, John, you still kind of decide what you want to do when you grow up.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm like Peter Pan. But the ranch house is where it is, folks, and the one on Charlestown Road. Talk about a boom box.
Is this
can we dance to this? It's probably because I said WGOD a while ago.
Right, folks, I've got to say that it's a remote trailer. The booth, the studio, is about 4 feet by 8 feet. It's got to be radio and NASA control.
Yeah, what we're doing here is that this facility here, which housed WKLO for many years, is going to be turned over and going to become WXLN, a Christian music and Christian program station, sometime this weekend, I assume. And so this is kind of the farewell of WKLO, where I worked for a year and a half, and a lot of other folks over here did a year and a half, and I guess Bob Klein
was about the standard, wasn't it?
Was about dead by now. About a year and a half. Sure. The longevity is not too great on things like that. But that's the story here, and it's the ranch house. And by the way, the Ranch House burgers are just like the way they were when there were ranch houses all over town many years ago. So we'll be here and standing by, and we'll throw it back now to Bob. Anything else you want to add, Tom?
I just want to ask Carolyn. Carolyn, do you remember in your many years in radio, how many times, you know, when you were fired, you were given about a day's notice, and when you were sort of starving between radio jobs and wondering what you're going to do until your next paycheck, you just kept to keep telling yourself it was the magic of radio, right?
That's
the
it.
Immediacy.
The immediacy and the magic of radio. Let's give it back to Bob Klein at the studio.
Yeah, they've got it together okay.
Bob, sleep. Bob, wake
they've
up.
They've got it
Bob's
together.
Been at this since 6 o'clock.
No, this is Hitman Mac. Is anybody there? Is anybody there? We've lost link up. Earth. Earth. Earth.
Earth. Earth.
Earth.
And
they got the message.
And this is hit. That is Hitman Mac. Yeah, he was there after I was there. All these people have been at WKLO after I was.
Okay.
So Hitman Mac is there.
Ask Hitman Mac about his guest appearance as Spider-Man.
Let's don't talk about that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you don't want to get into that. Well,
I was Spider-Man.
That. There's a lot of things I don't want to get into either.
Well, it amazes.
Well, we're supposed to tell a KLO story every time we get on the air.
Oh,
so
hell
tell
of
us
that.
Carolyn remembers this story. You're before your time, Tom. 307 West Walnut Street, showcase window. Bye, Annabelle. There was a...
Very
groupie?
Faithful. No, faithful.
Yeah, groupies. Yeah, you don't call her groupie, do you? 1966 groupie. WKLO had the showcase window, and the disc jockey faced the window, and on the side of the window were two smaller windows, and two of Louisville's finest drunks got in a fight one night, and the other got tossed basically through the window and broke the glass. So there's this broken out glass, and I'm on the air, and the people over at Wacky decided they're going to have a little fun, so they came over, they got a makeshift sign, and the sign said, Wacky cleans up on WKLO. They brought this sign over there called Channel 32 Television to come over and film this for 11 o'clock news. The Tim Tyler and some of the Wacky DJs were out there with dustpans sweeping up the glass and had the sign out there. Well, in order to get the glass broken and the sign and the disc jockey, me, you had to get it all in the picture at once. So that they cannot get this picture, I just did my air shift with my hand in the air. And my one arthritic finger that wouldn't go down stayed there in the air. So whenever they tried to get a shot, there was me with his finger. See, and they never could get the shot for the news. And they were waiting for me to put my hand down to go to the bathroom, whichever came first. And no way, they stood out there for hours. And I stood there constantly, and they couldn't get a shot. This was the angle of the thing. And so they never got on Channel 32 like that. So there's my WKLO story.
I guess I can rehash one that I told earlier today, John. This is a Bill Bailey and Alan Bryan story.
Gotta be a good one.
And Carol and I was there in 68 and 69 under the name of the illustrious Lloyd Scott. And I did the all-night show. And a couple of times I subbed for Jack Sorby on the Coca-Cola Hi-Fi Club at night. But at any rate, the standing rule was that when you were the all-night jock, if you worked 1 to 6, at 4 o'clock in the morning, you called Bill Bailey and woke him up. There was his phone number on a little lazy Susan over the console. And you'd wake Bill up. And usually, as long as he answered it in two rings, he knew you were okay. He'd pick it up and he'd say, I'm on my way. Click. So one morning, I stayed over after my shift to watch Bill working on the air, because Bill was an experience to learn from. And our general manager, the esteemed Mr. Ernie Gutvidge, usually didn't get in until about 8 or 8:30, so I'd usually leave about 7:30, and everything was fine. Right. So, at any rate, as John remembers, the format was that the newscast was always at 55, 5 minutes before the hour. And at the end of the newscast, the newsman would usually say, give the temperature and say, and now here's so-and-so with more hit music. Blop, and turn it over to the disc jockey. Well, Alan Bryan was Bill Bailey's newsman in the morning, and Alan Bryan was totally unflappable. You couldn't break him up, but he would always get into the flow of the bits with Bill Bailey. So one morning, I was sitting there watching the two guys work when I got off, and Alan was just getting ready to go. He'd done the last story in the newscast, and he was getting ready to go into the weather forecast. And Bill just very nonchalantly opened the microphone switch, pulled out a handkerchief, and blew his nose as loud as he could.
I heard that. Yeah.
Yeah. And Alan stopped for a second, and he said, Mr. Bailey, would you mind explaining to me what that is? Bill looks back, and he says, well, Mr. Bryan, I don't know what they call that in your hometown, but back where I come from, we call that blowing your nose. And that was just one of many, many things that Bill did. Bill, as John knows here, was totally unpredictable. You never knew what he was going to do on the air, but he was a real pro. Nobody could quite time a one-liner like Bill Bailey could.
There are Bill Bailey stories that I could tell the things he's done on the air before, actually on the air, and I'd be afraid to tell him, afraid I'd get in trouble, but he could pull it off. We're going to throw it back to the studio now, and here's Hitman Mac.
Wait a minute. Okay. Okay, folks.
Thanks a lot, guys. No, I just, on the phone with me, that's why I was late here, is a fellow that worked at KLO, and I don't want to mess with the phone switches right now, but he's going to show up later on. It's Tom Forrester. And Tom played the local version of Chicken Man and did it believably well. And he did some other things that were quite bizarre, too. So I'm going to be back on the phone off the air with Tom in just a moment. And I have a story of my own about WKLO. And it concerns wallpaper, tree frogs, and a phony commercial that I made back then. And nearly got my little tail burned for it. But anyway, we're going to be back with the guys and gals at the Hi-Fi Club across the river in it's New Albany, I believe, in just a few minutes. And we're going to play a little more music right now because I haven't played any music in a long time.
In the days I told myself my life would be